At 4 minutes past, Mike Osborne for WMOT News. A prominent spokesperson for Tennessee's transgender residents says they are angry and disgusted over President Donald Trump's latest order banning most transgender troops from serving in the military. Marissa Richmond speaks for the Tennessee Transgender Political Coalition and also serves on the Metro Human Relations Commission. Richmond says that in spite of Trump's assertions, transgender individuals can serve the nation's armed forces effectively.
So that's why we have opposed it. That's why the courts have consistently ruled against these efforts by the administration, and while we're going to continue fighting back against it.
Richmond does say, however, that transgender individuals currently on active military duty are now keeping a low profile.
Some of the active service members haven't been as visible or vocal because of the risk involved that they could potentially lose their positions.
The president's order won't go into effect immediately. No less than 4 federal courts have blocked the transgender ban pending rulings in the case. Because of those court orders, the Pentagon continues to allow those serving to stay in the military and, at least for now, also continues to accept new recruits. The ban does have significant support in Tennessee. Following the initial uproar over the ban's announcement last summer, Republican U.S. Congressional Rep. Marsha Blackburn told the Tennessean that President Trump's decision as commander-in-chief should be respected. Mid-State Congressional Rep. Scott Desjarlais also supported the president's transgender ban. And that's local news for this hour. Join us for Tennessee News every hour at 4 minutes past on Roots Radio.